96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Paul McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Insurance Commissioner of the Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, The Own Foundation, Bronze Electric Motors, Struckham Pest Control, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. My apologies. I have a sore throat. I think it's the remnants of whatever my kids brought home. I felt a little under the weather last evening, but they were sick for a couple of days. My son, not as bad as my daughter. My wife also got something. But I was just a bit under the weather. Felt a bit achy. Had a temperature. Don't get nervous, Kermie. See the beep right now? You got protection, man. You put your mask on. You're looking for your mask, eh? You in a whole lot of rum. COVID can't get through the glove. I don't know. It ain't COVID. It's something else. So it's going around, though, because when I was getting cold medicine for my kids, I saw that the shelves were kind of, you know, bare with particularly ibuprofen. And I felt a bit warm last night. I took my temperature. And I did have a temperature. And then I took enough Motrin to kill a small child. And I felt better waking up this morning, but I still got a sore throat. Which I didn't even have a sore throat yesterday. But we press on. So be careful out there. Wash your hands. Do what you need to do. If you want to wear your mask, wear your mask. But we've not been wearing masks for a few weeks now, and COVID has an uptick, but clearly something else is going around. All right. And that's what happens. It's seasonal. These things happen. But try to wash your hands. Make sure you're taking your vitamins. I do. I believe that's why I wasn't greatly impacted. And do that. All right, we're going to talk about some national issues today. I do want to get into this PLP trip. And I do want to look at a couple of other things as well. I say PLP trip because I'm not sure what exactly this was, and I don't have a lot of clarity from what's happening surrounding what's been said about it. But I got some questions because I'm not clear. And I you know, this is not to say any particular person I feel this way about, but I don't just take things at face value. So I don't just have someone tell me, oh yeah, well this person paid for the trip or that person paid for the trip, without actually hearing from that person or that organization, right? So FTX paid for, they're asking, well, who paid for CC Winans to come down here, right? And FTX had paid for the concert. FTX had said, we're paying for it, yada, yada, yada. Government didn't pay for it. Fine, fair enough. The Office of the Prime Minister says the Progressive Liberal Party paid for the trip. That's not what the Progressive Liberal Party is saying, though. Not yet. So I can't just take that at face value. And at this point now, since it's unclear, I'd like to see receipts. All right? I would like to see some receipts, to be perfectly honest with you, because Bermuda's a very expensive place. More expensive, I would dare say, than here, depending on where you stay. But we're going to get into that, and we're going to get into a couple other things. First, though, I want to look at this. And I see this happening a lot, and I think either A, there's time for a revision of exchange control measures, and B, I am unclear as to why this kind of just went like this in court. Okay, so this story says, Haitian man arrested with $29K at LPIA. All right. It says, a Haitian man who failed to declare the $29,000 he was traveling with has been allowed to keep most of the money. Okay. Antonio Joseph, 42, on Friday pleaded guilty to failing to declare the money at his arraignment before Magistrate Samuel McKinney. Joseph was at Lyndon Pinling International Airport on October 18th when officers at the airport searched him because of his suspicious behavior and found $29,606. Okay, now, that's not a little bit of money. That's 30 grand that he just had on him in cash. Okay. We're going to say that it was U.S. cash because you really, you won't be able to spend Bahamian dollars in the U.S. So travelers are required to inform customs if they're traveling with over $10,000 or risk having the money forfeited. Joseph was later interviewed by officers from the Financial Crime and Investigations Branch and told them that $8,860 of the money was his. He claimed that a man who he knows as Fan Fan gave him the rest. He claimed that a man who he knows as Fan Fan gave him the rest. Okay, so where's Fan Fan? And all, first of all, you don't know Fan Fan actual name, and he let you hold 20 grand to take to the States and to take to do what precisely? Let me know. Let me know. All right. Okay, so Fan Fan gave him $20,000 on air, right? Fan Fan gave you $20,000 to do what? I'm confused. In mitigation, attorney Alex Dorsett told the magistrate that Joseph was in the country legally and held a spousal permit since 2014. And, you know, that's fine. As much as we do have an illegal migration problem with Haiti, there are thousands and thousands of Haitians who are working, who are here legally, and that's fine. And spousal permit, no problem. That's a mechanism that exists in law. I got no issue with that. He said Joseph earned $290 weekly as a cleaner at Super Value. According to him, Joseph's second job at Bahamar paid him $280 per week. Super Value's paying you more than Bahamar? Huh. Who'd have thunk? You see, neither of these jobs is minimum wage, right? Not even close. So again, it goes to show you, you probably aren't going to capture as many people as you think by raising the minimum wage. Dorsett said $4,200 of the $8,660 came from an ASU draw, and the remainder represented his savings. $4,200 from an ASU draw, and then he saved the other $4,460. Okay, now this guy's on a spousal permit, got two jobs. Two jobs. All right, so there's work to be had. I don't have a problem with you being from a different country, if you're here legally working, you particularly aren't occupying any high-paying job that a Bahamian might covet, and you're able to save some money, and you've been here since 2014. I would have had some other questions about the spousal permit, but if you have a legitimate document from the Department of Immigration, then who am I to question how that was obtained? And Fan Fan gave you the other $20,000. I'm so interested about Fan Fan. According to Dorsett, before the police arrived, no one had offered Joseph a customs declaration form. That doesn't matter. You're legally required to disclose. form or no form. They said he asked the court not to seize all the money. McKinney fined Joseph $500 to avoid spending 3 months in prison. He forfeited $10,000 to the crown and ordered the remainder of the money returned. Now, I don't know. I'm going to be real with you. Despite as murky as someone that you know as fan, giving you 20 G's to go take with you. Now, I'm assuming this is upon departure. It didn't say whether you're traveling in or out, but when you travel out is when you declare. This is on October 18th. This is last week. So Fan gave you the money sometime in October, $20,000. Now you're fined $500. They seized $10,000. And now you're going to get about $19,000 back. You're still short a couple of dollars for Fan. All your money's gone. So this speaks to me to a couple of things. The first thing is perhaps it's time to revisit this declaration amount in keeping with the fact that this has been in place for many years and inflation and the cost of living has gone up, and so people automatically will normally be carrying more cash. So that's one aspect of it, and that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is maybe you shouldn't be traveling with all this cash, period. Now, I know someone who got in a problem at LPIA, and they were carrying about $90,000. But they were able to provide invoices and receipts and all the stuff that was there for them to go purchase to prove that they were going with this money. But they still ended up in court because, you know, the law is the law. So maybe it's time to reexamine this. Maybe it's time to do some sort of better education, although you should know if you're taking that much money away. There's a process involved, and you just can't take as much money as you want. And also, I'd love to know why he's taking this much money to the United States of America. I think that that should have been disclosed in court to explain to us exactly how you can show that this isn't the proceeds of saying some guy named Fan gave it to me. $20,000 in cash sounds extremely shady and suspect. And I think that for the sake of clarity, we should just hold on to Fan's money until Fan can come out and explain to us where he got this money, A, and B, what he's going to go spend this, what he got to send Antonio with this $20,000 for, and who's Antonio carrying it to. So I got a problem with all of this. Plus, you making $280 plus $290 a week, which is $570, okay? You're making $570 a week and you got $30,000 cash on you? Come on now. Let me see here. Let's do some math now. Now you claim this your ASU. They sent in another man to court today, an American. I've seen this before. He had over $25,000. He declared he had 20. See, that's silly to me. If you say declare and I go, I got $20,000, and then you got 20, it's silly to me. Just say you got 25. Is there a penalty that I'm not aware of? That what happens when you hit 25? Anyway. And you know, a lot of these guys, they get a lot of money from the casino and everything like that. And I think if you could prove your earnings there, that's fine. But you telling me some dude named Fan gave you $20,000. You don't even know this guy's real name. That's all you, if Fan gave you a package, was you going to carry it? Fan just gave you this 20. You don't know what this money is? Who are you taking it to? We wasn't going to stop that there. Anyway, you got off with a slap on the wrist. Cost you $10,000. McKinney could have taken all your money. Is it me or does McKinney kind of not go hard? Maybe it's just me. Maybe he's, you know, Doesn't think everything's like a prison thing. But remember, McKinney gave the guy probation who beat the woman to a pulp the outside the club. Remember that? Where he's kicking her in her head. He had to pull him off her. He ran back, go stomp her again. He got probation and a fine. All right. Let's do this math. Real quick. I'm going to move on. Hold on. 290 a week plus 280. That's 570 a week total. All right. Let's not even front like we're going to do NIB or you ain't got no salary reduction. You say you want an ASU. Fair enough. All right. Now this is, let's say he works every week of the year. So my brother, that's how much money it would take you a year to work to make. All of it. That's 29,640. You had 29,606. All right? So you had a year's worth of earnings in cash. You claim you was going to have to show me some proof. I'm so sorry. I was taking all that money. Sorry, Antonio and Fan. I'm taking all of it. So you're saying it come from ASU. I need to see where your ASU draw come. How you know the same proceeds? I mean, I'm just saying. We don't know what we don't know. How'd I just ride like that? I could just go to court and go, yeah, I got all this cash on me. Anyway. I was going to take all your money. Joseph, I want you to live. I want you to be great. But I was taking all your money and Fan money. So somebody come to me and show me what the deal is. Too much of this going on. Like, do you know, like, if you get a certain amount, like, deposited in your account, or you try to take a check to your bank, right? You banking, you legit, you doing everything. Not no fan, right? There's actual check, actual transfers that can be electronically tracked, right? If you get over a certain threshold of at your bank, they're going to ask you to provide proof of funds, like source of funds, right? They're not even going to let you have that money, let alone cash. All right, you go take 30 grand in your bank to go drop in your bank account. You don't have a business account. You don't do that threshold of business on a normal, let alone being appears to be, you know, a low level position at Baja Mar, you know, being a cleaner at Super Value. Says, was he traveling to the U.S. or traveling to Haiti or Canada? You know, on the U.S. side of the airport, things tend to go differently because it just said LPI. You're right. I don't know. And I wish the story had said. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to Haiti. I highly doubt he's going to Cuba with it appears to be U.S. dollars. No, it doesn't say U.S. dollars either. Well, you ain't taking Bahamian money to Cuba. You take like, you could take U.S. dollars. You could take, you won't, from my experience in Cuba, you can't exchange no U.S. dollars. But you could exchange Canadian dollars or like ruples, Deutschmarks. But it doesn't say. It doesn't say. I don't know. I was taking all your money, man. So sorry. I'm going to take all of it. You can't do that around here. Me, legit me. Right? And I make more than 30 grand a year. I can't have that kind of money coming up in my bank account. And people go, oh, yeah, it's. If your bank call, okay, Kermit, do the experiment for me, right? Next time someone send you, like, I don't know what their threshold is, like if over 5 grand or something like that, and you don't normally deposit that much money in your bank account, and your bank calls you and asks you to provide the source of funds, tell them Fan gave you the money. Tell them a dude named Fan, right? You don't know his real name. Just gave you 20 grand, right? Go deposit 20 grand. And where you get it from? Fan. Who's Fan? I don't know. Some dude just gave me $20,000. Oh, Jesus. Quit playing, man. Y'all quit playing. Anyway, I just read that and I was like, what's up? Can I go and do that in court? Can I go to court and go, Fan gave me the money back? We don't want Fan to be put out. No idea who this person is. You could have just totally, you know, talking about his imaginary friend there. It says, regardless if the money is yours or not, if you have over $10,000 on your person, you have to declare it. Yeah, exactly. It says, when the Americans fail to declare them casino winnings, they confiscate all though, right? Yeah, normally. Absolutely. Juan, even if you say you don't know, you can't take the money. U.S. Customs Office always asking you if you're taking more than 10K. So there's no excuse. Just accept. Yeah. I remember one time I was young, right? And we were going to Miami. Anybody ever stay at the Omni Hotel at Miami? In Miami? Omni was nice, man. It had like an arcade. It's before like really home consoles were that popular. Anyway, this was back in the day. And I was going to Miami with my parents, and the customs guy was asking my father if he had more than $10,000 on him, right? And my father was acting all annoyed, you know? Kind of like, why are you asking me, you know what I mean? And the customs agent was like, do you want to go to the United States today, sir? Just like that. He was like, do you want to go to the United States of America today, sir? And my mother's like, yes, 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 we do. No, we don't have more than $10,000 on it. And I can only surmise that perhaps he did have more than $10,000 cash. This was like the late 80s. So, you know, it wasn't as sophisticated as it was now. It says, man, you're showing your age, Omni Hotel. Hell yeah, we thought that was great, Omni. Sorry, I don't stay at the Fountain Blue like all of you ballers out here. I don't stay at the SLS, right? What's the other one? The name of the .net? I'm not like you guys. I don't lease Lambos and ride up and down South Beach. Like, I'm just regular. So sorry. Says this is shady and Fan sounds shady. I was taking all the money too. I was like, you know what? Tell Fan come get it. Tell Fan come see me, the judge, and then when he show me where he get the money from, I give it back to him. So you taking Fan money? That's right. Fan, don't let things slide like that. Everybody know how Fan go. You watch American Gangster? Fan don't play with his money. This is one of my banks didn't want to take a check from Leno with my name on it. I know. And they call you cold and hold your money. That's my money. They want to know where you get it from. And one day I'm just going to go. I just concluded the sale of a container full of AK-47s to give to rebel gangs in Port-au-Prince via Colombia. I'm so sorry. Can I not do legitimate business in this country? I just want to see what happens. Call the FBI. Okay, McCartney, talk to you, please. This is Juan. Once again, it's the Freemasons connected with this group of people. Must be. Hey, Juan, link Fan for me. Boy, I don't know. I don't even know no one named Fan. Anyway, I want to talk about the PLP trip to Bermuda. Fan, everybody around here can slide. I feel like I'm the only one obeying the rules. Like, everybody else is just operate on air and slackness and then look for the breaks. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the Bermuda trip. We'll talk about some other things. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
go.
Double shot decaf cappuccino.
Light roast Colombian no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Hey, Lisa, AR Fidelity is free. Women Plus Seminar is back.
Oh, yes, it is. My ladies and I are ready to go.
Well, I heard it's open for men, too. So you know my crew and I will be there.
The highly anticipated free Fidelity Women Plus Seminar will be held on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center as we explore solutions towards achieving financial freedom.
The Women's Plus Seminar is free and includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begin at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomanplus.com.
If you want value and flavor, check out the King Meal Deals at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy your choice of a Big King Jr. or a Chicken Big King Jr. with fries and a drink for only $5.75, including VAT. The Big King Jr. features Burger King's signature flame-grilled beef topped with some of your favorite fixins and king sauce on a sesame seed bun, or indulge in the Chicken Big King. Either way, you get value, flavor, fries, and a drink the BK way for only $5.75. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Remember when Zoom was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're going to talk now about this whole Bermuda trip, okay? So this headline says, who paid for political trip? Okay? Now, two things. All right. And you know what? I'm used to it. People may take it personally, but I assure you, it is not personal with me, but if you're speaking on behalf of the government, national organization, etc., then we got to use what you are saying. Okay? So let's look at this story in today's Guardian. And see, my problem is I don't like confusion. Okay? In general, but certainly not when it comes to our tax dollars and what government is doing. I seek to have as little confusion as possible. So let me see if I can ask some pertinent questions that may be able to clear up some things I am confused about. This says, who paid for political trip? OPM says PLP paid for trip. Mitchell says trip was foreign affairs, goodwill trip. Okay. Fair enough. We'll get back to that. While Office of the Prime Minister, Director of Communications, Latre Ramming, said the cost of a recent trip to Bermuda by Prime Minister Philip Davis and a delegation of government ministers and members of the Progressive Liberal Party was covered by the party. PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell suggested otherwise. A highlight of the trip was the delegation's attendance of a big political event, which the Prime Minister addressed, promoting the links between the PLP and Bermuda's Progressive Labour Party. The trip lasted 2 days, October 19th and 20th. Former Prime Minister Perry Christie was a member of the delegation. On Friday, during a press briefing at OPM, Ramming, who was responding to a question from the Nassau Guardian on who covered the cost of the trip, said, quote, "Insofar as the Bermuda trip, that cost was covered by the Progressive Liberal Party, and questions pertaining to that trip can be deferred to that organization." Okay, so let's stick a pin in it. I'm going to read the rest of the story, but let's stick a pin in it. This says, so the Prime Minister went to Bermuda, okay? The Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas went to Bermuda on October 19th and 20th. All right, went to Bermuda on October 19th, came back on October 20th. So it wasn't a big, long trip, fair enough. It appears he stayed overnight. The Prime Minister went to Bermuda. However, the Office of the Prime Minister says, insofar as the Bermuda trip, the cost was covered by the Progressive Liberal Party, and all questions pertaining to that trip can be deferred to the organization. Full stop. Okay, so I got an issue with that. I'm confused about that. So because the Progressive Liberal Party, according to you, covered the cost of the trip, the Office of the Prime Minister no longer answers questions about the Prime Minister's trip because of who paid for the trip? How does that work? So let me see if I can explain this clearly. When Andrew Holness came here for the reopening of Sandals, he was flown here by Butch Stewart, the owner of Sandals, okay, on Butch Stewart's private plane. And they had pictures on his Twitter feed, Holness, and everything like this. And a lot of Jamaicans were saying, well, what you spending our money going to the Bahamas for opening the Sandals Hotel? They don't have their own prime minister to go open the hotel. And Brave was there as well. And was it Brave? I think it was Brave, yeah. That was before, that was after Minnis said bye-bye. January, I want to say. In any event, the Jamaicans, before they knew who paid for the trip, they said, well, what are you going there for? All right, and who's paying for that? And so the Office of the Prime Minister in Jamaica said, you know, he was paid for by Mr. Stewart's private plane, XYZ. And some Jamaicans still had a problem with that. They get deeply political. Like, we act like we're the only ones who do, like, hardcore politics in the world here, and that's simply not the case. It's this way almost everywhere. So, particularly in this region, hemisphere. So the Jamaican people are like, well, you going on a trip paid for by Butch Stewart, so how are you supposed to deal honestly with Butch Stewart when he coming for concessions, which I think is kind of a nonsensical argument. You know what I mean? Like, we're not... If you need to catch a ride on somebody's plane, I don't see the big deal. When you do crazy stuff like Golding was doing and using party money to go lobby someone so that they don't extradite, you know what I mean? They drop extradition proceedings. That's different. But if you're just going on a plane, well, I mean, a legitimate person's plane. You can't be going on no drug lord plane or helicopter. But the Office of the Prime Minister answered questions about the trip. So how now does the Prime Minister go somewhere overseas? Right? The Prime Minister of the Bahamas. See, here's the thing. You are, as long as you're sworn in as Prime Minister of the Bahamas, you're Prime Minister of the Bahamas. It don't stop. It don't stop when you sleep. It don't stop when you're in the shower. I don't want to know all the details of all that stuff. It don't stop when you go to the doctor. It don't stop. You see, you are now in not only a public position, but the most powerful and critical public position in our nation. Don't pretend to me about the Governor General. The Prime Minister is the most important political figure in our nation. there is no time. You just get to shed that cloak. And we go, we don't talk about what the prime minister is doing. The prime minister goes on vacation. We need to know. And in fact, we want to know where he's going so that we're abreast of all this stuff. Because it is of public interest, because he is the prime minister. Now, when you want your life to be private and your activities to not be subject to public scrutiny, then you remove yourself, you go away from that public position. So what Perry Christie does as a former prime minister, we are less keen about, because, but still we're keen about it, but we're less keen about it because he's no longer actually prime minister. And I think Christie did something like this before, spoke to a political, and we'll talk about that too, which I got some concerns about. But it cannot be that because the PLP paid for a trip the prime minister took with cabinet ministers, that we must now send all questions to the PLP about the trip. You're the office of the prime minister. You had to coordinate his trip. The PLP don't coordinate the prime minister trip. The office of the prime minister coordinates the prime minister trip because he's the prime minister. So don't tell me we got to go talk to the PLP about it. I want to talk to y'all about it because you're the office of the prime minister. We're asking you about the prime minister. So let's just stop that there. All right? We're not going to dad that and go, well, talk to the PLP, and then the PLP plays, don't talk. I don't want to talk. No. You're the office of the prime minister. He went on a trip. We need to know. I didn't even know he's going to Bermuda. So I don't want to do that. I don't want to get into that. Who paid for the trip? Talk to them. No, sir. What is it you're saying to me? So tourism went on a trip, right? The deputy prime minister went on a trip to the Middle East, right? And he was invited by the Saudi government and I think the government of Qatar or whatever, right? And he still disclosed all the details of the trip. Because you didn't go in your personal capacity as Chester Cooper. You went as the deputy prime minister. You didn't go in your personal capacity as Philip Braverdet. And the deputy prime minister is in the constitutional post. You're the prime minister. The office of the prime minister needs to answer about the whereabouts and the schedule of the prime minister and what he did. Now, here's the other part. Here's what Mitchell said. So in a statement later that day, which Mitchell says was actually not a statement but a message to supporters, which I don't know what the difference would be between those two things. You're saying it. It's what you're stating. Mitchell, who was also part of the delegation, which he's Minister of Foreign Affairs, so that makes sense, said, quote, the standard procedure is for most, if not all, flights of the prime minister to be arranged through the office of the prime minister. Absolutely. Because the PLP can't tell the PM, hey, man, come this way. No, you need to have security. All right, that travels with the PM. I'm not making this up. I've traveled with the prime minister before. You need to have security that travels with the PM. You need to have, they need to organize security on the ground. All right, in Bermuda. No matter what your purpose is, you're a visiting head of state. We need to make sure that nothing happens to you while you are here in our country. All right? So Brad Davis is going to go to Atlanta, and the U.S. State Department don't know about it. It don't work like that. I just dip in and out, and it don't work like that. Not as prime minister, certainly. So he said the standard procedure is for most, if not all, flights of the prime minister to be arranged to the office of the prime minister. Great. So the prime minister, office of the prime minister, arranged the flights, from what you're saying. So we can ask the office of the prime minister about it. Gotcha. Mitchell's also the chairman of the PLP. It says, when settlement of expenses are done, there is a reckoning as between personal expenses and public expenses. That procedure was followed in this case, and there's nothing unusual about it. Okay, gotcha. Personal expenses and public expenses. What do we mean personal expenses and public expenses? What are we talking about? There's a reckoning as between personal expenses and public expenses. Okay. What personal expenses would need to be reckoned? Would you not pay for your own personal expenses? What are we talking about here? Okay, so let me ask this before we go any further, okay? Before we get any further with this, and I'll give you a chance to call and you can comment and everything like that, because I'm trying to get clarity. What was the purpose of this trip? Because the Minister of Foreign Affairs is saying that let me quote him now. Mitchell said, the visit was a standard official visit to another country at the invitation of the Premier of Bermuda. Okay, here we go. We got something now we could sink our teeth into, right? Excuse me. Dealing with the sore throat. The Minister of Foreign Affairs has said that this was an official visit at the invitation of the Premier of Bermuda. Bermuda is not an independent country. It's a British colony, protectorate, territory, whatever you want to call it. Okay? So it was an official visit, according to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, at the invitation of Bermuda. So how now does the Progressive Liberal Party paying for it enter into it? Okay? So the purpose of the trip, according to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, was it was an official visit at the invitation of the Premier of Bermuda. Perfect. Perfect. I have no problem with that. All right? Zero. Someone invites you to come to their country? Go ahead. You already have a history with them. Sir Lyndon went to law school with Dame Lewis Brown Evans, who helped form the Progressive Labor Party. They have kind of the same values and tenets of the Progressive Liberal Party here. And I believe Christie spoke at their convention previously. I believe. I don't want to be wrong about that. But I believe that's the case. Okay, so let's set aside that issue. All right? They know each other. That's fine. Now, so we've established that it's an official visit to another country at the invitation of that country. Fine. How did Progressive Liberal Party get to pay for the trip? That's A. B. I'm not sure that I like the practice of going on an official visit, yet speaking at a political convention. I know that does happen. I'm not certain I think the practice is a good one, because how does that translate into relations or the perception thereof of relations if your party is no longer in government? And that relationship seems to be one more of a political one in nature rather than friendly nations having a relationship. So, for instance, he said they're going to send an honorary consul to Bermuda. What happens if the FNM gains power and they go, you know what, we don't have no ties like that with them people in Bermuda. Why don't we yank them? Or let's go send someone who's an FNM and the PLP in Bermuda is still in charge. You see what I'm saying? Like you start getting murky now. As to what's going on. I'm going to let you... I see someone calling. Hold that thought. I'm going to let you chime in. We're not done with this story. But so, the Office of the Prime Minister is saying that the Progressive Liberal Party paid for the trip. Go ask the Progressive Liberal Party about it. I think not. I think that the Prime Minister is traveling. We're going to ask the Office of the Prime Minister about it. That's how this is supposed to work. We're not doing that one where we play tag and ping pong. And everybody kind of clams up and go, you don't have nothing to say about it. Nonsense. You know where the Prime Minister went. You know what the purpose of the trip is. You can answer that question. But we do have the Minister of Foreign Affairs saying that it was an official visit at the invitation of Bermuda. Great. So the OPM is not saying the same thing as the Minister of Foreign Affairs, which is mad confusing. Okay, let's go to a break. And... well, I'm still a bit confused. Let's go to a break. We'll be back. We'll talk more about it on the other side. Stay tuned.
at Wendy's. Introducing the Breakfast Biggie Bag. Enjoy a double sausage muffin with two square sausage patties, a freshly cracked egg, and cheese served on a toasted English muffin, a medium waffle fries, and an orange juice for only $5.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more.
Say what?
At Wendy's, better breakfast is all day. Offers valid in participating locations. Wendy's, different inside and out.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're talking about the Prime Minister's trip to Bermuda. See, I'll say this. You know, you sometimes hear governments say, like, oh, yeah, our problem was, like, media relations. We didn't communicate enough. We didn't let people know what we were doing, X, Y, Z. That's somewhat true, I guess. I mean, I've heard that excuse a lot, but sure, you can always tell people what you're doing more. That's good. But a big part of your problem is also trying to think that communications can clarify something which is either A, not a good move, or B, perhaps confusing and should be very well thought out. So that the Prime Minister goes and speaks to another political party's convention after he's invited on an official visit. I don't know that that's a great move. I would feel some type of way, I believe, were I in opposition in Bermuda. And I go, okay, well, the Bahamas seems like it's only for Bermuda when both PLPs are in power, X, Y, Z, etc. I think that hampers your ability to continue relationships with the government of Bermuda, no matter who's in charge. I could be wrong about that, but I do think that that may be a possibility. When you politicize it just like that, again, I could be wrong about that. Now, when you're over there going PLP in the crowd shouting all the way, X, Y, Z, that's probably you're kind of murkying the lines that distinguish statecraft from pure politics. And it's a fine line that you have to balance at all times, because we would sit here and be just naive beyond belief if we went, well, we never expect the Prime Minister to utter the words Progressive Liberal Party, and now you're governing for all Bahamians. Yeah, you're governing for all Bahamians of all political stripes and those of none as well. But you're still the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, and you're still governing because you came to power through your political organization. So to imagine that we should sit here and you don't make a political point in the governing of the nation's affairs, we are not that naive, no. However, we don't necessarily want to pay for political trips to foreign countries. Now, here's what's real. We already pay somewhat for the Prime Minister to engage in political campaigning. We pay for his travel, and he makes points, political points, all the time, as I just said, when he speaks publicly. We, during the campaign season, even after the House has been dissolved, we still offer the Prime Minister extra security the prime minister still has control of the public purse. Pardon me. So the line is already a bit murky in the Bahamas. I don't want it to start getting this murky. A, well, maybe that's not A, but that's on among the list. I don't want it to start getting this murky. But A, do not say to me that because the Progressive Liberal Party paid for the prime minister's trip, even if that is the case, even if they paid every dime up front, that we must defer questions about that trip to the Progressive Liberal Party and not the office of the prime minister. My business is with the office of the prime minister because the prime minister went on that trip. Further to that, the Minister of Foreign Affairs is saying that the trip was an official visit to another country at the invitation of the premier of Bermuda. So we should not only be able to ask questions, but in keeping with official visits to other countries, upon the prime minister's return, he should brief the nation as to what occurred during that trip, since he went on our nation's business. Has that not been the case with previous trips? So Bermuda invited you, as our prime minister, to go, and you took some people with you. I'm not tripping off that. We're going to talk about some of the people. The people in the executive, I have no problem with you taking. And even you're going to take some functionaries and some dignitaries. That's fine. We'll talk about the rest of it. But you should not only not defer questions to the Progressive Liberal Party about an official visit, you should brief the nation upon your return about what transpired during the official visit. Because I would love to know. I'd love to know that you say, hey, we went to Bermuda. We've decided we're going to strengthen ties. I'm going to put someone down there. They're going to be an honorary consul. It's the first time in history it's happened. We're going to see if we can get some trade going amongst Bermuda and ourselves. We're looking at some stuff that they may be doing that we like, some things that we may be doing that we like. Bermuda deals with a lot of hurricanes, a lot of storms. They're doing some things with resilience. We're going to be doing some things with resilience. We're going to partner with them, et cetera, this, that, and the third, right? So that's what should be happening, not you go to the OPM. What date was this press conference? This was a Friday. So the prime minister had already returned. And you're telling us defer questions to the Progressive Liberal Party? Why? If it's an official visit. Because that's what the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party said, who is also the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Which, you know, you could ask why that is, but it is what it is. Yeah, so it's an official visit. Nobody briefed us that he was going. I didn't know. Nobody briefed us upon his return. I'm not aware who was acting prime minister. Was Chester Cooper here? Because I know he had went to North Carolina, didn't he? That's what he said in his business outlook speech, that he was in North Carolina on Thursday. So, I don't know. That'd have been tight. So I think they need to revisit very carefully their communications modus operandi at the office of the prime minister. Because when you apply logic to some of this stuff, it kind of falls apart. And I feel some type of way, like you're trying to run game on me. I'm just saying, and it's not personal to Latre. I'm just saying, if anyone says this to me like this, I feel like you're running game on me. You're telling me the cost was covered by the PLP, so go talk to the PLP. No, I'm not tripping off the PLP. I'm talking about the prime minister of the Bahamas, because he was still prime minister when he went there, right? That's what they introduced him as. That's when he went and met with everybody. He was prime minister, right? So why I got to go ask the PLP about anything other than the business of the PLP? The business of my prime minister is different from your party functionary stuff. Now, let me talk to you about who went. And you can call me, all right? And all I'm saying to you is be clear, right? I don't have a problem paying for the prime minister to go to Bermuda. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem paying for Miles Lombroda and Joe Beth Colby Davis and Fred Mitchell. I don't have a problem paying for Perry Christie to go to Bermuda at all. In fact, I think you should send Perry Christie more places Like, he's good at that. You know what I mean? The, like, the talking, the relationship building, etc. The communications. Elder statesman, you know what I mean? When you see a P.J. Patterson come here, you're, okay, elder statesman, let's talk to him. Let's see what's happening. We get a good sense of history, etc. like that. Now, I do have an issue if the government of the Bahamas paid for the PLP Secretary General and certain members of the PLP and certain senators. I see you're mixing us all up now, right? So Barry Griffin, Quentin Lightborn, nice guys. Is the government paying for them? I'm wondering why that is. They're not part of the executive. OPM policy advisor Kevin Simmons. Yeah, take him. Permanent Secretary Cresswell Stirrup and their aides. Yeah, you take them. So if you're taking them, the prime minister's on some prime ministerial business. I got no problem paying for that. Just don't tell me I got to go ask the PLP about what my prime minister's doing in another country. Please, don't do that to me. I feel like you're trying to run game on me. Like I'm, like, you know what I mean? I feel like you don't respect my mind, right? Like, you don't think I know I'm going to go to the PLP and the PLP go, well, we can't really talk about it. So now we're walled off and we don't know what the prime minister did when he went to Bermuda. I don't want to play that game, right? Tell me what he did. Brief the nation on what happened in Bermuda. Then let's deal with what's going on with your PLP members and speaking at the convention. All right? So did the PLP pay for the PLP Secretary General? Did they catch a ride with Brave? It's you know, it's you got to work through it. If Brave's like, hey, I'm going to Bermuda and the PLP convention, why don't you come along too on the plane? We already got the plane. I'm not tripping off that, really. The hotels, food, all that. I do feel like a type way about that, just in terms of transparency. Per diem, etc. Like, I don't mind. If you already got the plane, I don't mind. Like, how y'all were making noise before about, oh, well, why Brave wife got to go? Man, pay for this man wife. Yeah? He's a prime minister. I'm not going to nickel and dime him like that. Of one plane ticket. All right, let's, we got a phone call? Let's do phone calls. 323-6232, and I'll get to your text messages. 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259, 325-4259. All right? I'm kind of like, you know what this kind of feels like? It's like when your kid comes to you and you're like, oh, can I go outside? And I go, okay, well, go ask your mother. And then the kid goes to the mother and, can I go outside? And they go ask your father. And the kid's like, well, who am I? Nobody's telling me anything. You're telling me go ask everybody. I'm not getting any sort of answer here. We're the kid in this scenario. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Warren. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
All is great. You know, I knew right on cue today. See, what is going to happen, Warren? You see, this coup of behemoth, the 1973 coup of behemoth, are not afraid of politicians. We respect them, but I never talk bad, but not my leaders. Mm-hmm. Lyndon Pillen, Hubert Ingham, Dr. Minutes, Mr. Brave Davis. I respect my leaders. That's why the outside people, the other people call us dumb, homophobic, and all this bunch of nonsense. Mm-hmm. See, what's going to happen? See, be educated. You all take away confessional. See, what they're getting wrong is, see, and this is why I like my plot. My plot say, be out of statement. They know they're getting paid $28,000 North here. If you're lucky, if they get a cabinet position or chairmanship job to try and make some extra money. They get $100,000 a year, and they talk face money. No, that is their personal money. And you're right, they need to be held accountable for our money. A lot of things that's wrong in this country, you know. And I don't hate none of my prime ministers because I love the Bahamas. I love my Bahamian people. It's all about us face. I remember no Haitian, no Jamaican. I remember Bahamian, my children, my grandchildren inheriting something of this land. We got more land, and people in our people can't afford to buy land in the Bahamas. One, mm-hmm. And I always hang up with you and Lang on this. Mm-hmm. See, one them. Let me tell you what is going to happen in this next election cycle. All the merger crew, we need to get rid of them. They are the problem, you know. They are the problem. And I hope, by the grace of God, and the rest get in there. The 1972 people, they don't come with these bunch of dumb ideas. Because right now, we can't go in the casino and gamble. I can't go to the commission of police and get me a light and gun, protect my business and protect my family. These young punks have got all kind of machine gun and lock. Come long gun and pump, but they ain't no good. You got to go to the car and go home. Hey, you don't make no sense, Warren. Mm-hmm. We need to fix this country. Like Charlie always said, my PLP friend, we got to fix this country, put me in the face. Yeah? That lady who is a judge, I don't know how old she is, Warren. Let's try to find out how old she is. If she's 65, she needs to go home. 2 years and gone on this injunction, and people done building 10 acres, 30,000 acres. See, one, I don't want what, man. I think take my call, my brother.
I appreciate it, man. Okay. Yeah, so we gotta deal straight now. I don't want to start that, right? Go ask the PLP. I'm not finna go ask the PLP about the prime minister and being in another country. I'm not doing that. Right? I'm all for asking the PLP about the PLP convention in Bermuda. As far as the prime minister, man, we passed that. We just asked the PLP. I'm asking you guys. Were we not aware the prime minister had left to go to Bermuda? Why were we not briefed on the prime minister's return, either by the prime minister or the minister of foreign affairs? They both went. We just are not going to play these silly games, right? It's just not going to work. Okay, this says, hey, Juan, let's talk about bad roads in Nassau. Former DPM Desmond Bannister was much better at paving and fixing roads than this present government. This government's clueless when it comes to fixing these roads. Or we could talk about Clint Watson being sidelined because of his statements made. All of a sudden, he's sick, as I predicted. Missing at the last press conference. I don't think he's sick. Well, I don't know if he's sick or not, but I'm told he went on vacation. Which, hell, what better time to go on vacation after you publicly screw up? You know what I mean? Let me just take a break. That was sage advice they gave him. Go take a vacation. A little hot now. You know, you made a mistake. Go take a couple days off and, you know, you got some vacation time, don't you? Let's go ahead. It says, Juan, you're still speaking about the Bermuda trip. I'm still waiting on this BPL report that Clint was so enthusiastic about when his team was first elected. I guess because everyone's straight now, the public no longer needs to know what went down, even though our public purse was used to satisfy some claims. Yeah, I'm interested in the BPL report, too. That was a lot of heat. It says Glennis Hannah Martin was acting PM, so Chester Cooper was not here then. Fair enough. This says one. I'm far more interested in precisely why we're proposing to build a consulate in Bermuda next to Switzerland. The costs of living are very high there. We don't need another furniture scandal, etc. Yeah. It's Bermuda's very expensive, more expensive than here. I am told. I've never lived there, but I'm told it's incredibly expensive. I've been there, not on vacation, on layover. Very nice. Very, very beautiful women. I don't know why I'm doing a Spanish accent. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, yes, you notice beautiful women. Beautiful women and beautiful things people notice. I'm sorry. As well as, you know, not beautiful women. I says, Clinton, Colombia. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, he's in Colombia. There you go. Fair enough. Yeah. I don't get anything. FNM's asking about the plane being grounded. FNM, okay. Wake up. Okay. As murky as the communications from the PLP, the OPM side seems, get it together, FNM. The whole prime minister left the country. We didn't know about it. He came back, didn't brief anybody. You're talking about the plane being grounded, all this. I get you with that, right? But thank God he made it. He's alive. And definitely the plane is one issue. But particularly when it speaks to communications and what was said from one side and then the other. But the issue is this being an official trip and then us being told the PLP paid for it. I don't get that one. As far as the roads and Desmond Bannister, I'm waiting to see how Village Road turns out. We're gonna see what happens. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Golly, there's a stock in the voice along with you, Juan.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hello?
I said, how's it going?
Oh, I'm holding, thank God.
Good.
We need justice, law, and order in this country, the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Juan, what I've noticed, right? The government's would milk us to take care of everybody else other than ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Even the rich, rich, rich people, they're joking. Thank you.
Okay. It says Fan sponsored that trip. Fan, don't make me laugh. I'm going to cough. My throat's hurting. Fan sponsor the PLP trip. Must be. Fan on air. Just gracing people with 20 G's on air. Buddy, Fan is going to have to come see me for that, if that's the judge. Tell Fan, come. I can be right here. Tell Fan, come get it. Tell Fan, come show me my job letter. This is A1. This is the PLP's second trip to Bermuda. The first time the foreign minister went, who paid for that trip? If the PLP paid, who paid for the foreign services officers to go? And what was their purpose? I don't have a problem if the foreign minister goes to Bermuda, you know. I don't have a problem paying for it. I'm saying that. Don't tell me go ask the PLP about the prime minister's business. Or else, what is the office of the prime minister for? Should I go ask the PLP about what the prime minister is going to go do at CARICOM or the United Nations? What are we talking about? Minister of Foreign Affairs says it's an official visit by extension of invitation by Bermuda. So that's automatically there. Our business with the PLP is to do specifically with PLP representatives. The prime minister, our business is with the OPM. One, a few years ago, I transferred some funds from my savings account at RBC to pay bank commission charges, etc., for a property loan with Finco, and they queried my source of funds. It's like moving my money from one hand to the next. Yeah, they do that to me too. Absolutely. I just show up at court. Oh, I got 20 grand here. There you go. Oh, Fan gave it to you? Okay. No problem. So some years ago, I went to deposit $1,000 US to the bank and they called the police on me. I could believe it. The bank recently asked me to explain a $2,000 check that was deposited to my account. I had to explain to them that it was a repayment for a loan. Yeah, man, I can tell you some stories. And I don't mind because, you know, even though you're watching my money, it gives me some comfort. Ain't nobody else going to do nothing crazy with my money. And you just go, oh, okay, whatever. Must be Fan getting busy. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn, what's up, brother?
I'm good, bro. How goes it?
I'm on. Everything is good.
All right.
Hey, Vaughn, as you being, just say, for instance, all right, I can make you the prime minister for a couple of minutes, okay? Mm-hmm. Until it's time for me to get off the phone.
Sure, I'll take it. Yeah.
You are married, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And isn't it customary that as you being the nation leader of this country, which is called the Bahamas, mm-hmm. don't you think it's customary that you take your wife, which is the first lady, on trips?
Yeah, man, you need to take her.
All right. Now, watch this. Every time Mr. Davis goes away, you have some persons in this country, right, who always have a problem of saying why his wife has to go with him. Mm-hmm. But if you take notice around the world, basically, especially right here in our neighboring country, the U.S., and, you know, basically, the president goes just about every place with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Just about every place. And not like our past prime minister who, you know, didn't see fit. But at the end of the day, I'm proud as being a Bahamian, taking the politics out of it, to see that the leader of our country has his better half, which we call the first lady, on his side.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So sometimes in life, Bahamian people, those who have a problem with it, I suggest that you should be proud to know that you have a leader and his wife is with him. So she's representing it from the female aspect of it, which is she's representing all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some of y'all people, y'all really need to start
no, that's,
worrying about
that's
small
very,
things.
Listen, that kind of thinking is very, like, stingy and myopic. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, people,
that
people,
you would
you
begrudge
know,
him taking
people,
his wife. He's our prime minister,
call,
you know?
People will call, not cutting you off, people will call your talk show before I go to find some of the most simplest things or the most, or text, because they like text. I call them 30 cents a text now, mm-hmm. 25 cents, something mm-hmm. like that. All right? They will text for you to pick things out, like, why is prime minister wife have to go with him? Come on, man.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, have a good day, brother.
You too, man.
Yes, sir.
It's the prime minister, you know what I mean? It's not the head of an athletics association. They may pay for their wives too. It's your prime minister. You got to make sure his wife's straight too. Like, you go take your wife with you. That's part of it. That's the team. That's the package. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Mr. McCartney,
mm-hmm.
my thing is not I don't have an issue with the Prime Minister taking his wife wherever. Equal.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that. And that is something I would like to see because it shows that there's a togetherness there.
Right.
My question is the funds that you're spending and the extra people that you are taking, and there is no accountability. You came in accusing the other government of lack of accountability and some secrecy and not just divulging whatever you're doing and all this other stuff. But here you are, that you told us that you're going to do better and lead by example, but you're doing basically the same thing. And, you know, it's causing people to nitpick.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad, but it's causing people to nitpick because you're not being forthcoming. You're not telling us what you're doing. You're not telling us where you're going. You're always gone, and you have such a large crowd you travel with, but you're not saying anything. That's so the cause of all of this questioning, even your wife traveling with you, is your own doing. You're doing this to yourself.
I mean, this here, when you have the OPM telling me about asking the PLP about the trip and all that, I'm not into that.
That made no sense at all to me. And I think there's some serious lack of communication. There's a big gap going on in the OPM office because, you know, Clint's saying he never heard this thing. Now this one's saying something else. And Fred Mitchell said there's a serious lack of communication going on between those gentlemen. In that office space, because ain't like one ain't telling the other one nothing,
mm-hmm.
But they just opening up their mouths and making the government look bad, and
that's wrong, you know.
And the Prime Minister there is not saying anything; he's just coming back to apologize for their misstep. When I think he needs to make an example of somebody there and say, "Listen, Press Secretary, you're supposed to know what's going on in the country at all times, so I could be informed."
Absolutely.
Before I open my mouth.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're here to assist me. And then I would say, okay, yes, this is how I would like for you to respond. But you guys, they're just opening mouth, they're saying anything, and they're making the government look bad. They are making the people nitpick and petty question things, and that's not fair to the public.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you very much. Here's what I'll also say, right? And so it's not to make anyone feel bad. It is what it is, right? So a couple of things. So, and I don't know what it is. And I'll say this, and I'll be honest with you. I've not attended any of these OPM press briefings. And I said to myself I would. But because they're on a Friday, I'm usually trying to be off on a Friday. I'll watch them, I'll monitor them, but someone else will go. But my thing is this. Where's the pushback on this from the people in the room? Like, so you're talking, and so here's where the confusion may come in. And I know Latre's an intelligent guy. But you're talking to a room with often junior reporters, mostly. And you may say something like this to them, and they don't give you pushback because they may not be processing what you're saying. They may not have the experience to rebut you in the moment. And therefore, because it receives no pushback from them, you expect that there will be no pushback from the public or the media. Well, the FNM don't look like they got sense enough to understand the big picture about this thing. They're talking about the flight being grounded, which is one thing, but there's a bigger picture here. You don't get any pushback when you're saying this, and therefore you think it makes sense to say this. And here's the problem. You have to understand that even though you're talking to maybe oftentimes junior reporters and you may not get pushback there, you're speaking to the entire country. And that you and whomever came up with asked the PLP about the Prime Minister's trip, surely you could have asked somebody who knew better than that, who could have said to you that this does not work like that. The Progressive Liberal Party does not speak for the Prime Minister of the Bahamas' travel outside of this country, certainly. Not with regard to an official visit to Bermuda. I don't have a Jesus thing to ask the PLP about why Philip Davis is going to Bermuda. I could ask you why Barbara Cartwright is going to Bermuda and Talia Saunders, and maybe I could ask you about Barry Griffin and Quentin Lightbourne. Don't do that to me. Don't tell me go ask the PLP about what my prime minister is doing in another country. Please don't do that to me. And so because they don't get that pushback in the moment and don't understand how this plays out among intelligent people who can think through these things, maybe that's why they say them. But, and Latre is a friend of mine, this is not a well-thought-out response, Latre. And it defies basic logic that the office of the prime minister is not answerable for what the prime minister does and where he goes and what his schedule is, no matter who he's speaking to. So we got to do better than this. All right, we got to up our game in communications, and we've got to do better than this. Now, since the Minister of Foreign Affairs has said this is an official visit, I'm hoping that the Office of the Prime Minister now will understand that they are answerable to the public about this, and they will brief us as to exactly what has gone down. Because I'll tell you what gets my goat. What does Quagmire say? Grinds my gears. I'll tell you what grinds my gears. Why I got to read about in a Bermudan newspaper what my prime minister did in Bermuda. Why do Bermudans got to tell me what my prime minister promised the Bermudans? I must go ask the PLP about it? Like, let's not do that, because then we diminish the respect that we have for each other's positions. So you're the office of the prime minister. I have very high respect for you guys. I respect the office, even if I don't like people there. And I like the people in the office of the prime minister. I didn't like Minnis. It is what it is, right? But I respected that he was the prime minister. I like Brave, and I respect that he's a prime minister. But I feel disrespected when you answer me this way, and my respect for you diminishes, because it's a clear feint that's not very well thought out. And whoever wants to take offense at that, I can't help you with that. But that's just my honest assessment of it. Speaking to me this way, it says that we don't have, as media, as OPM, we don't have a mutual respect for each other. Not that we don't have mutual respect for each other. It says that you don't really have a respect for me, and it diminishes my respect for you guys, in that you're saying you want to be accountable, but you're telling me go ask the Progressive Liberal Party about what my prime minister is doing in another country. All right? The Bermudans need to tell me what my prime minister is saying about us sending an honorary consul to Bermuda, which is a function of the state. Not the PLP ain't got a Jesus thing to do with that. All right, not at the end of the day. At the end of the day, that's the taxpayers are dealing with that. The electorate deals with that in terms of who they put in office. All right, so let's go to a break. And go from there. It says, hey, phone me after the show to gain an understanding why the flight grounding is a more egregious matter than who paid for the flight. I could try to give you a call. I mean, I've gone over the flight grounding thing, and it's a security risk for certain that we didn't know he was going. And who paid for the flight? That's one thing. To me, you're just stonewalling me about what the prime minister is doing in another country. It's unacceptable. As I said, I'm less concerned about the payment. Yeah, I could go nickel and dime the secretary general and the senators and all this like that. And I don't think you should be paying to go speak at political conventions in other countries. But, you know, we can get there. But in terms of you're not telling me what our prime minister did in another country, and you're saying I must go ask the political party what my prime minister did, that's the issue that I think the FNM just missed by a mile. Like the whole, like, can't hit the barn with it. Like, that's a huge one. All right? So let's go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons. surveillance?
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Every season creates an opportunity for you to enjoy the comfort and security of your most valuable assets. Unfortunately, termites are common and very unwanted guests that never stop eating. With Struckum, you can enjoy the peace of mind as we protect your investment with our 3-year fumigation warranty. Struckum, number one in pest control services.
If you were exposed to COVID-19, have symptoms, or traveled recently, get tested so that you can have peace of mind about your status. Just visit one of our convenient locations on New Providence at the University of the Bahamas or Golden Gates Plaza, weekdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Eleuthera at the Three Island Dock, Mondays through Thursdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Exuma at the Regatta Park, weekdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Abaco at Maxwell Food Store, Mondays through Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The COVID-19 test results will be ready in 15 minutes, and the tests are free.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Hey, Lisa, AHR Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back.
Oh, yes, it is. My ladies and I are ready to go.
Well, I heard it's open for men, too, so you know my crew and I will be there.
The highly anticipated free Fidelity Women Plus seminar will be held on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center as we explore solutions towards achieving financial freedom.
The Women Plus seminar is free and includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begin at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomanplus.com.
The OWN Foundation invites you to be inspired at OWN Talks on October 26th at the Atlantis Imperial Ballroom, featuring Kevin O'Leary and Ray Lewis. And admission is free for all. This year's OWN Talks theme is Thrive 2022. Learn to thrive from Kevin O'Leary as he shares stories about having a big idea and $0 to building a multi-million dollar empire and becoming a star on Shark Tank. Also, be inspired to thrive by Ray Lewis, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and two-time Super Bowl champion. October 26, 2022, OWN Talks returns in person under the theme Thrive 2022 at Atlantis Imperial Ballroom. Get your free tickets now at ownyourbahamas.com. Broadcasting live on ILTV and Eyewitness News on YouTube and Facebook.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So I'll tell you what I mean by transparency. So here's the Royal Gazette in Bermuda. It's a Royal Gazette newspaper, royalgazette.com, right? This is an October 21st story written by Owen Johnston Barnes. Is Philip Davis, Prime Minister of the Bahamas, speaks at the 57th PLP Delegates Conference at the St. Paul AME Church Centennial Hall. All right, they got a picture of him and all. It says, Bermuda has nothing to fear from cutting links with Britain and becoming an independent state, according to visiting politicians. And I don't think that's bad at all. That's fine. We could argue about whether you speak to the political conventions, XYZ, but he did. You know what I mean? So he says, there's nothing to fear. He said this on the sidelines. Did he? Yeah, he said this on the sidelines. And he talked about coming together to share experiences with Bermuda. He said they're not in competition. They're improving value to the pillars of the economy. He talks about we want to talk about what we can do to help each other attract the business that we desire, the right kind of people to our communities to help grow our communities and economies, okay? At the opening of the Progressive Labor Party's Delegates Conference last night, Mr. Davis revealed that the Bahamas will appoint an honorary consul to Bermuda. Mr. Davis told delegates, this person will assist Bahamian nationals and businesses in Bermuda and pursue mutual opportunities for growth and development, which would be of mutual benefit to both countries. Gotcha. So when was our government going to tell us? So he told Bermuda, when was our government going to tell us? So they knew he was coming. They had a whole thing. They have a sidebar in the story. It says, ministers meet. David Burt and members of cabinet met with Philip Davis and members of his cabinet as part of the Bahamian delegation's visit to Bermuda. Cabinet ministers Walter Roban, David Burch, and Lawrence Scott exchanged ideas on transport, affordable housing, climate change, CARICOM representation, and the fintech industry with Bahamian ministers Jobeth Colby Davis, Minister of Transport and Housing, Miles LaRota, Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister, and Frederick A. Mitchell, Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Public Service. Progressive Labor Party MP Chris Famous and the former Bahamian Prime Minister Perry Christie were also present. So, Ali, when were they going to tell us? So we asked the Office of the Prime Minister, and they said, go ask the Progressive Liberal Party. Yet the newspaper in Bermuda knows the names of everyone who went, who they met with, what they talked about. They revealed to the Bermudan people that they're going to have an honorary consul appointed there from our Ministry of Foreign Affairs. No one said a word to us. Let me know if I missed it. Was one picture sent out from BIS? Was one press release about what occurred during Bermuda when the prime minister is making national announcements about fostering, strengthening ties with Bermuda. When we have cabinet ministers meeting with other members of cabinet in Bermuda, talking about different industries and how we're going to strengthen. When were they going to tell us? Why do we have to go ask the Progressive Liberal Party about it? You see, it's insulting to the Bahamian people. It's not an adequate response, and it's just not good enough, and you got to do better. You have to. I don't want the Bermuda people to tell me what my prime minister said in their country. I'm offended, to be perfectly honest with you. Let me get through some of your text messages. And that's all. I'm not tripping out on everybody. We could talk about who paid for what, certainly, and who paid for the trip. It's an official visit. We should receive an official briefing of what occurred. But what it seems like is the Office of the Prime Minister wants to kick the ball over in the court to the PLP, and the PLP goes, well, what are you talking about? There's nothing. You know what I mean? And let's not do that. Let's not operate in that manner. It's a poor, poor way to communicate. And your political fate is not necessarily anything that I'm trying to influence, but you're doing yourself no favors by doing that. This says, but when we say Bahamians are prosecuted but others slide, you call us delusional, I don't feel bad. I mean, this man was prosecuted. I don't know what you mean. This says the Clintons and Obama and Andrew from the Royals rode on Epstein private plane too, and you hold them up on a pedestal, so free rides aren't always good. Who is y'all, Epstein and the Clintons and Obama? Hello, one. Please don't let the Office of the Prime Minister silence the media. It's ridiculous when the respect is lost. There should be no back and forth. These politicians simply forget who employed them. The people need to rise up in this country, and we certainly need more Juan McCartneys and Steve McKinneys. Yeah, I mean, this is just basic logic. The prime minister left to go to bed. I must ask the PLP about it? Why? What they got to date? I could ask the PLP about Barbara Cartwright, or Talia, what's your name, Talia Saunders? I could ask them about her, maybe a Barry Griffin and a Quentin Lightbourne. Juan, this trip insults your intelligence. It makes you very angry. Well, the thing where you try to act like you're covering up the trip, that's the issue to me. Like, don't ask you nothing about it. Like, it don't have nothing to do with the OPM. I find that absurd. Good afternoon. Where's the House Speaker? She's in the States. Now you just talk to her. There's an oil leak on Carmichael Road. Send your news team west of Carmichaelville. Oil leak? Okay, thank you for that. Says, yeah, minimum wage there is $4.50 weekly, but rent for what equates to a studio is $2,000 on Bermuda Wine. Says, the response to defer the question of the PLP highlights exactly why high-level party officials should not be involved in the administration of government. The lines between the government and party have clearly been blurred. Yeah. Says, these inconsistent messages coming out of the OPM are starting to cause me some concern. I agree the questions on the PM's travel should be the purview of the OPM and the OPM alone. It's either the third or fourth time the director of communications has been contradicted by a senior government official. Juan, so who was acting PM? They said Glennis was. Say, hey, good day, Juan. This crew's in power is traveling left and center, right, left and center. They don't feel to address the press or anybody. Wonder what Anton's saying those days. I mean, there cannot be any legitimate critique of saying that I should be told by the Office of the Prime Minister or the government or BIS or some official government entity what the Prime Minister did as Prime Minister in another country. Because he's not saying we're going to send an honorary counsel. Whenever I win the Prime Minister, he's saying, I'm Prime Minister, I'm telling you we're sending an honorary counsel. We're going to work together. This wasn't like a fact-finding mission by the PLP. Says, no one, the spouses of leaders don't always accompany them on trips, only certain visits. If it's a business-type trip, the wife stays home. If it's a trip to encourage something like relations between two countries, you're more likely to see the wife there. I mean, I see that most heads of state have their wives with them. I've seen that. I mean, I don't tell me which country you don't see where the head of state's married and their wife's in good health. And they don't greet visiting heads of states who ask that they bring their wives they normally would tell you, bring your wife for you. Now, on different trips, it remains to be seen, but I don't have a problem with the wife. Is DeWitt the new spokesperson asking for a friend? Juan, that's the man's wife, and if I was his sweetheart, I was going with them. LOL. You might not want that. Didn't the previous administration increase allowances for spouses? The pushback then was, if you're going to increase travel costs, be sure to show us the benefits that accrue to us. Yeah, for certain. Says Juan, when Fred Mitchell speaks, is he speaking as Minister of Foreign Affairs or Chairman of the PLP? This is what's very confusing to me. I'll be honest with you. I don't really distinguish the two. If you hold the two positions, it's hard for me to distinguish the two. Unless you specifically state you're speaking to party matters, but when your party matters intersect with your ministry, then I don't distinguish the two. This says, could they have given financial support to the PLP? Who do you mean? Oh, this says influence peddling can be very, very subtle. That's why the White House is very careful about their president even having a dinner conversation with a leader they deem as a foreign dictator. And never, never, never do they leave him alone in a room. But they didn't leave Trump alone with Kim Jong Il. He got He has translators, I guess, but they ain't had no cameras on them or Putin. Says they don't want the president to be influenced by a nice ride, a new pair of shoes, a bouquet of roses to the first lady. It may seem silly, but this is a big stakes game. Says good afternoon, McCartney. This is typical of the PLP. They just don't care what the people say. They do what they want to, and I don't think every time the PM travels, his wife has to be there. I don't think she is there every time, to be perfectly honest with you. Says the office of our government attracts certain privileges and prestige as a citizen. I don't have an issue. Wives should accompany them, especially the PM. Well, I'm going to tell you this. What else to say? Let's be proactive. It says we always try to deal with issues after it's out of control. Let's be proactive rather than reactive. Illegal occupation went from 59 acres to 200 acres. Really? Yeah, really. That really did happen. We should be proactive. I absolutely agree. Yeah, I'm going to say this. if I'm prime minister, as my wife, she coming with me. Okay? As much as she possibly can. Because that's one relationship that's already difficult for humans to navigate together through a very long period of time and remain connected and close. And all this traveling up and down, as it puts extra strain on the relationship for certain. So I don't mind an accommodation to where you got peace of mind and your home is at peace. And you can be prime minister. Plus, bring your wife. She may be able to charm others where people have a problem with you. That's how I usually get by. People like my wife. My wife is a sweetheart. And so people forgive me for my more egregious takes. Okay. So that's it. I don't accept what the office of the prime minister said about this trip. I think it's a major mistake and misstep. And needs to be properly clarified as to what the prime minister did. Don't do that no more. Please don't do that to us anymore. All right? One time, maybe you just made a wrong move. This can't continue like that. Don't do that. The Progressive Liberal Party doesn't answer to what our prime minister did on any official visit. Or even any, just he popped up. Even a pop-up. I'm going to go pop-up in Bermuda. Let's go hop on a plane. Pop-up in Bermuda. I don't need to ask the Progressive Liberal Party about nothing to do with that, other than what the Progressive Liberal Party was doing over there. Not my prime minister. All right, let's get it straight. We got to get out of here. You guys have been great. Shivargo Langs up next with Z Live Off the Record. Have a great day and take care, Bahamas.